You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for sports or leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, 913-310-810 is the phone number to be a part of the show to play a little sports or leisure. 913-310-810. Get a sports question, get a leisure question, get them both right, you win. Get either of them wrong, you lose. Put the question out there available for someone to call in and request if they know the answer to it or if they have Googled as well.
What are they playing for, Jason?
We are playing for $25 to Johnny Stavern.
Hey, Jason.
What's up?
I have a question for you.
Ask me.
I was in Lawrence on Saturday. That's not a question. That's a statement.
Cool.
I was in Lawrence. I was hanging out with some family who went to the KU game afterwards. They said, hey, we're going to grab some food and bring it back to the house. Anything up in your mind? I said, yeah, you guys figure it out. You know, whatever you think is good, I'm a happy camper. You know where they went?
Where did they go?
Johnny's Tavern in Lawrence, Jason.
How about you?
And got the Dodge City Burger again, the Fry Ring Combo. I mean, just undefeated. You doing okay over there?
I am trying to figure out why the computer that has the call screener on it is not on.
It sure isn't.
Because it turns out it was just off. So I'm looking for.
I think we might have had a power outage last night because there were a couple different computers that have been off.
Our computers downstairs were off. So,
yeah. It's on now. So is the one in the corner office. That
also,
makes sense.
Also, looking for the mouse that would control that particular computer. So there's typically two mice over here.
Uh-huh.
Is the plural of computer mouse mice or is it mouses?
I think it's mice.
I would guess it's my.
I was going to say Mises.
It's my. Yep, nope, I'm looking for the two my.
Beards, you dumb idiot. That's the plural of moose.
Never mind. I've got it. It's up. We're ready to go. We got full board. We're good. Okay.
Okay. All
can
right.
Can you see the names on there?
Mouse not
I
needed.
Can. Okay. There's a John, a Jeffrey, a Ryan,
well,
a Chris, and a
Alexis. No.
Nope. I'm joking.
No. It's not them.
Oh, sorry. No, I do see the names. All right. But the phone number is 913-310-810. To join the show. Do want to pass along news of the day so far. Chiefs and Bucks staying in Tampa. That game is not being moved. We'll play same time, same date, same location. Also, the Chargers, when Brandon Staley says Monday that it is a significant groin injury for Joey Bosa, he will be, quote, week to week. He'll be more than week to week. He is having core muscle surgery. He's being placed on the IR. He'll be out minimum a month. And I'm guessing longer when he says he expects to play again this year. Is that just a four-week IR? No, I expect to play again this year. When Trent McDuffie went on the IR with a hamstring, nobody said, well, you expect Trent to be back this year. Obviously, it's not nearly as severe as having core muscle surgery. And it may just be 4 weeks. Who knows? But he's out minimum 4 weeks. And we'll see after that. And the hits keep coming for the Chargers. So Staley Rashawn Slater's lost for the year. And Joey Bosa's lost for minimum 4 games, probably more with that. So 913-310-810 is the phone number. Let's get the categories here for a little sports or leisure. Johnny's Tavern, $25. We're giving you, sending your way if you get a sports and a leisure question right. The categories on the sports side, we've got the Brady Bunch. Questions about Chiefs and Tom Brady. We've got NFL, college football, one Royals rookie question, and Major League Baseball left. So those are the questions for today. Leisure, Josh.
Our categories are the continuing now relatively challenging Marvel questions. Intern Dylan continues to make his presence felt. Commonly misspelled words, spelling bee. Those are the standards. Also, the return of the pun name game today. Not going to say why the name of one of your categories made me laugh slash wonder if I should retool my category. But then the real new one for today, the real new one, partially in honor of George Karloftis, partially in honor of the ship of Theseus, as we were discussing earlier. New category, let's get Greeky. These are going to be questions about Greek mythology. Not ones you've never heard of before. We're here to... The degree of difficulty is an important fine balance here on Sports or Leisure. So, you know, it's not going to be... a name you've never heard of, probably from Greek mythology, but I'm also not going to ask you, you know, which Disney movie was starring an animated, I believe actually Roman god who is very strong. That's a little too easy. Of course, I'm thinking of Pocahontas. I just tried to think of another animated Disney movie.
Yeah.
Strong boy in it. That would be Hercules that I was referring to there, which I actually believe it's Heracles in Greek. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's Get Greeky is the new edition where we can walk the halls of Greek mythology in our leisure time.
Do we have a... Silk with the R&B group that had the song Greek Me, Baby.
I don't know if that's in the system.
Let me Greek you up and...
I don't know that that's just ready to go. Beards, can you check on that, please? Beards?
Greek, it's not there.
Greek me, baby. Let me Greek you. It was a great song. Nobody knew what it was about. And they thought, why are they saying Greek? Are they meaning to say another word? But no, they weren't. They weren't. It's
What's the title of the song again?
It's just called, it's Silk. It's called Greek Me.
Greek Me.
It's called Freak Me. All right, come on.
I thought this was going to be a real thing. I was
no,
excited.
No, you thought it was real? No, it was...
I thought maybe it was. No, I now see Freak Me. I get it.
Of course you wouldn't get that.
I thought, reference. Honestly, I was afraid that you were misreferencing Silk Sonic when you were referencing a song by Silk. And so, yeah, I...
Again, stay in your lane.
2 years before I was born, that song came out.
Good for you.
I feel okay.
913-381-1010. I'm ready to go. Josh, you good?
I guess so.
Beards, how about you?
Yeah, fine.
All right, great. So I'm just going to go in order 1 through 5.
Yes,
here.
That's how they called in.
Okay, I was going to say because on my call screener when it started.
It did the same thing on this side. Don't
okay,
worry.
Very good. Yeah, all right, so let's just
good.
Go.
Just go in order.
Dylan, first up, leading us off on Sports Radio 810 WHB, a little sports or leisure on this Thursday. Dylan, what side do you want to start with, sir? Sports side or the leisure side?
Let's go with leisure, and I'll take the fun name game.
Oh, okay, straight out of the gate. Well, look, this one... It's just the first one that it was. This old quarterback just refuses to hang him up, maybe because he doesn't want to have a TV show starring him and his 6 children.
That would have to be Tom Brady Bunch.
I mean, it was right. Jason gave you the answer
Sorry.
Key. We did not No, that's all right. That's all right. That's an opener and also can be a proof of concept for the rest of the pun name game today for people.
What are you thinking on the sports side, sir? We've got the Brady Bunch. We've got NFL, college football, Major League Baseball.
Let's go NFL.
All right, NFL for you. Justin Jefferson now has 5 career games with at least 150 receiving yards. Who is the only player with more than Justin Jefferson's 5 games at age 23 or younger in NFL history? This guy had 6.
6 before 23.
Bursting onto the scene and had just 150-yard game after 200-yard game after this guy is amazing as a wide receiver and all of that stuff.
Can I get a decade by any chance?
Turn of the century. And I don't mean like turn of the century to 1800, 1900. It wasn't bottleneck Longhorn.
Yeah,
bottleneck
yeah.
Longhorn with that 200-yard receiving game.
Well, I don't know, guys.
Throw a dart. Guy was... You know, I'll say this, burst onto the scene, and people were like, see, that's why you shouldn't have passed him up in the draft. That's why other teams shouldn't have passed him up.
I'll go Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison is incorrect. Dylan, thanks for playing, man. I really appreciate it. 913-381-1010 is the phone number. That question is out there and available for someone to call in and request. And there's the hint, is that as soon as you saw the guy play in the NFL, you said, well, team should not have been passing him up and quote-unquote scared off by him. Let's go to Sonny next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sonny, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, sir?
I will start with sports, my friend.
All right, we've got the Brady Bunch. We've got that NFL question. We've got college football, some Major League Baseball stuff as well. He gone.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm concerned about with the phone lines, Beards. He dropped as soon as you answered that phone in there. Okay, he just fixed it.
Beards, has he fixed it? Which I think is code for Beards bleeped up. And then Beards identified as bleep up.
Things got reset, so not his fault. But I do want Sonny to call in because Sonny will move to the top of the line even though there's a full board right now, so I apologize.
Leave that question reserved for Sonny. Maybe that's not not an open question officially.
It's Beard's...
I got the issue fixed. We're good.
Okay, that's Beard's fault, and there was no question for Sonny because he hadn't said what category he wanted.
I'm sorry, Sonny. That was my bad.
Yeah. Let's go to Lucas next up. Let's go to Not Sonny next up on Lucas next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Lucas, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Can I start on the sports side?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Do you have a Lance Allworth question out there?
You know, we don't. We do not have one, Lucas.
Can I just start with the MLB then?
yeah, you can. Absolutely. Matt Holliday's son, this goes back to the draft. Matt Holliday's son was taken number one overall in the draft. He became the second son of a former major leaguer to go number one overall. Who's the other?
One overall.
Number one overall, son of a former player. Mm-hmm. Not too often do you see their kid go number one.
Do we have like a time frame when it's
I would say since 1970. Since 1970.
Bobby with three overall.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's typically the kid doesn't go number one overall by the Major League Baseball player. And he was going to be number one from the time he was a junior.
Is that Prince Fielder?
It is not the Prince. It is not the Prince. Lucas, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810. I slipped in a couple of hints there if anybody got those.
We try to leave some breadcrumbs.
Yeah, that's right.
Some Johnny's onion rings.
Let's go to Sonny up next right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sonny, let's try this again. Go right ahead, sir.
Still sports?
What side do you want to start with?
Bro, I lost last week. My wife made me sleep on the couch all week. I've been studying.
I get
and then
it.
Beards does that. That's like a bad omen, dog.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I still love Beards. Beards is still the man, but okay. Come on, bro. It ain't the weekend yet. Okay, you will get that win. Don't worry, big guy. let's go sports, and let's go with that last question you just shot out there, that Major League Baseball.
Yeah, okay, so Matt Holliday's son taking number one overall in the draft. He's the second son of a former Major League Baseball player to go number one overall. Who is the other?
Let's go Ken Griffey Jr.
That's right, since he was a junior and typically the kid. Doesn't. Those were my hints. I was slipping those things in there. But, yeah, Griffey.
You were giving it away. You were giving it away I thought so. With that football one also. So I'll let someone take that one because I knew that one also, but I'll be quiet.
Yeah, and it wasn't Lance Allworth either. So on the leisure.
No, it wasn't Lance Allworth.
That's right.
On the leisure side, Briscoe, hit me with the puns, buddy.
Oh, we're doing the pun game again. Okay, well, look, if the Chicago Bears build it, their quarterback will come. Or maybe he's already there.
Field of Dreams.
That's part of it. Who's the who, though?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the who?
Kevin Costner?
No, Justin? It's very I'm gonna read through it again, and I'll kind of set us up again. Then
I feel like it's flipped though, because like the movie's the first part, and then the player's the second part. So like
sometimes I felt here's the thing: the movie I've referenced in a pun name game before.
Okay.
I got to make sure the degree of difficulty stays questionable. So specifically. If the Chicago Bears build it, their quarterback will come. Unless he's already there.
Justin Fields?
Sonny, you got
it. You've got some great things to work with here. If you
it's
could
the
just
pun name
find
game.
A way to bring
if
them together.
The Chicago Bears will
You can't
build
ask
it.
With a pun name game and then not know how to do it, so Sonny. Come on, man.
I have some confidence
brother.
In you. I'm going to tell your wife to send you outside again. Unless you can bring together the quarterback whose name you've mentioned and the movie whose name you've mentioned, those Tom Brady bunch was the one earlier.
Justin Field of Dreams.
There we go.
All right, Sonny.
There we go. Sonny's a winner.
Yeah. He got it. You know what? Got hung up on, got called back, forgot how the pun name game was played, got the answer right, and no longer sleeping on the couch.
Now, $25 to Johnny's.
Champ, baby. Hey, yo, three-time champ. You got to recognize.
That's a victory there. His marriage gets to continue.
I mean,
just win after win for Sonny today.
Good for you, Sonny. Appreciate it. Hold on. We'll get you information,
gotta
man.
Got to stay strong through adversity. Like,
there we go.
Just hangs up on you and pretends it was an accident.
That's right. Sonny, winner number one. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. And Avery next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Avery, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Is that a Randy Moss question still out there?
Let's see. Yeah, we do have one.
That gets
is
me
that
every
the one you
time,
want?
Man.
Yeah, I'll do that football question.
Great. Justin Jefferson with five career games of at least 150 receiving yards. Who's the only other player with more than Justin Jefferson's five games at age 23 or younger in NFL history? You know, before you answer, Avery, I do want to give away a couple of the hints that we said. That he sort of took the NFL by storm, and a lot of people were saying, you know, maybe you shouldn't have let this guy slip down the draft board there or be scared off by some of his past in college. So what say you? Did the hints now lead you in the right direction?
Well, I was thinking it was probably like a former Marshall wide receiver, and that helped me like narrow it down. I think it's Randy Moss.
Yeah, it was Randy Moss.
Wow, you were so lost before Jason gave you those hints.
Yeah, we were going former Notre Dame receiver, though. We would have also accepted former Florida State receiver, Randy Moss. Yes, Randy Moss had six of them. So how about the Vikings? They know how to pick them.
No kidding.
Very good. On to the leisure with Josh.
I'm going to give the categories again for you and everybody else. We've got Marvel questions, commonly misspelled words, the pun name game, and let's get Greeky.
Let's get it to the Greek.
All right, let's get Greeky with it.
Greek me, baby.
In Greek mythology, this Gorgon, less commonly known as Gorgo as her given name, was famous for her ability to turn you into stone with just a look into her eyes. But her hair might have given you a distraction and maybe a little bit of time to slither away.
Medusa.
This is how we go. I want to open up with winners from these categories.
Okay.
I want to build the confidence of the team here.
Okay.
Before eventually I'm going to ask something about, you know, somebody you've never heard of before.
Okay.
That's a winner right there.
Avery, well done. We'll put you on hold. Get your information, sir. Congrats, as always.
Thanks, guys.
Randy Moss and Medusa. I mean, how often has that combination sent you to Johnny's?
He turned cornerbacks into stone.
With a single look.
With just one look.
Seriously, right there. That's a good.
And Culpepper only had to give one look and say, I'm going to throw it.
I'm going to just write down for the podcast for this hour, just Randy Moss and Medusa. I'm going to figure out how to make that work.
Randy Moss-usa? Randy Medusa-us?
No, that's actually something you can get at Johnny.
Moss so
you can, you can actually go ask for Randy Moss-dusa.
Randy Moss-dusa.
On your
Randy Medusa.
Your fries, and they'll
Randy Medusa.
Randy Medusa.
Can I get that Randy Medusa, please? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is it rattlesnake sauce a thing? I think that's actually what that turns into.
Yeah,
so
probably.
A winner.
Probably.
For all of us. We've all won today.
Bringing Sean in to the game here, a little sports or leisure. Sean, what side do you want to start with, sir?
Oh, man. Took my Randy Moss.
I know.
I didn't even have to look that one up. As soon as you said turning the century, I knew it was Moss.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
What are you thinking now, Sean? What category?
I guess we're going to start with sports. What do we got?
We got Brady Bunch, so just Chiefs games against Tom Brady. We've got college football, Major League Baseball.
All right, let's do the Tom Brady.
All right, Tom Brady. All right, so Patrick Mahomes has thrown 11 touchdowns in games versus Tom Brady. Who has the most touchdown receptions? Who has he thrown the touchdowns to the most times in those games v. Brady? I'll tell you, this guy has more than half of them. I didn't realize that, but one player has more than half of Patrick Mahomes' 11 touchdown passes.
On the team?
Mm-hmm. Currently on the team?
Well, this is a coin flip question.
Well, I mean, he was on the team when Mahomes was throwing him the touchdowns.
Hmm.
I mean, I can't say whether or not he's still on the team just because, like...
Because obvious, the answer is Jody Fortson, right?
Yes, there you go. Why did you give it away?
Sorry,
damn it.
Sorry. What do you want for leisure?
Oh, my goodness. I'm answering the next one, then. We're going to just throw stuff out there like that. What do you say?
Revenge for Tom Brady Bunch.
Okay, I got...
Can't give any hits on this one, and we got to go one guess on this one. No hints, one guess, just because, I mean. Come on.
Let's say, I think it's either Tyreek or Kelsey.
You're on the right path. It's one of those two. You are right.
So good, man.
Which is why I couldn't tell you if he's currently on the team or not. Can't give that away. Can't give that away.
Byron Pringle.
Let me say Kelsey.
Oh! Sean!
Well, that question's still out there.
Sean!
If anybody on hold's currently paying attention.
Sean!
Look, Sean had a 50-50.
Thank you for playing,
sometimes
Sean.
You lose
I appreciate
the coin
it,
toss.
Man. Damn it! That was my Sean as in Khan. Khan!
Ooh, that's okay. I got that reference.
Sean! All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. That question is out there if someone knows the answer or if they want to Google it. They know the answer to
if
that
you
one.
You have to Google that question. Don't call in.
That's right. We got other Brady Bunch questions as well. Some more sports or leisure coming up next. 913-3810-810 presented by Johnny's Tavern. More next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Congratulations, sir. Thank you for playing and
a winner.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Little sports or leisure. 913-3810-810 Sports or Leisure. Get a sports question, get a leisure question, get them both right. You win $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line. Got a couple questions out there. Let's go back to the phone lines. And we bring in Gary next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Gary, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with? Gary! Gary!
Someone whose name sounds sort of like Gary.
And
Barry. Mary.
And
Jerry?
Gary. Gary on the kick drum, Gary. And Gary on the kick drum, Gary. And Gary. Come on the kick drum, Gary. Gary on the kick drum, Gary.
Nope, don't get it.
Reference? Anybody? Bueller? Briscoe?
Hey, Bueller, I know.
All right. Put Gary on hold, and we go to Andrew, the Tone Rangers. Andrew, sports or leisure? What side do you want to start with, sir?
I'll go sports.
All right. We've got the Brady Bunch. We've got college football, and we got Major League Baseball.
How about that last question?
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. Patrick Mahomes has thrown 11 touchdowns in games versus Tom Brady. Who has the most touchdown receptions in those games from Patrick Mahomes? Kelsey was guessed. That was incorrect. What say you, sir?
Tyreek Hill.
That is
so
correct.
Smart. Such a good
so
guess.
That is correct. It is Tyreek Hill.
Damian Williams.
Tyreek
Between
Hill.
Him and Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill had six. Has six of them. He had three in one game against the Bucks, you know, in the regular season a couple of years ago. So, yeah, Tyreek Hill with six. Leisure with Josh.
Here's the categories again. Marvel questions, relatively challenging. The commonly misspelled word spelling bee. The pun name game. And let's get Greeky.
Well, you gotta go Marvel.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna break into this for the first time here today. In Guardians of the Galaxy... So far, so good. You seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, yeah.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, what is Peter Quill's ship named after?
Ooh.
Oh, wouldn't it?
I have a little more info that I could possibly give you if the struggle's real here.
I think I might need that little help.
It is named after Peter's childhood crush.
Oh, man. Childhood crush. Gotta be somebody from the 80s. Gosh.
While you're thinking, I did want to pass along. Travis Kelce has one touchdown catch from Mahomes in games versus Brady. He has one of the 11. Isn't that surprising, right?
It is very surprising.
Really surprising. He's got one of the 11. So that is an ominous sign for this weekend. I would not start Travis Kelce in fantasy football if I was you.
Probably will.
Anyway. I would stay way far away from Kelce in fantasy football.
That's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
My brother is disappointed in both of you for not getting the reference from the movie The Breakup with Gary on the kick drum. Gary.
I got that.
Thank you. You know what? You're a half winner already, Andrew.
Yeah, you've made it halfway through.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trying to see if I could I could dance around this one for you, but I just... We are in deeper trivia territory now on the Marvel category.
I just can't think of what it's called. What's
it? It's simply one name. It is the last name of his childhood crush. That's what I'm gonna have to draw the line there. It's the last name of his childhood crush. The blank, the orange and blue one over in the corner.
The blank, the orange and blue one over in the corner.
It's just a quote from Star-Lord.
So. Oh.
Chapowski.
I like the guess, though.
It's a good dart thrown.
Kapowski, nice. Andrew, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. Half winner, and also even more than that, half winner with the getting the reference of the breakup. Let's go to Ryan next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Ryan, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, sir?
Let's go with leisure.
Okay, which of those categories do you like?
Let's go with Greek mythology.
Okay, we all know about the Achilles tendon in sports, obviously. We know about Achilles' heels, but why was Achilles, in Greek mythology, invincible everywhere except for his heel?
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, the Achilles' heel is because, in Greek mythology, Achilles was killed by, I believe, a poisoned arrow to his heel. That was the only part of his body that was not impenetrable to outside forces.
Which is typical for gods.
Why was it that his heel was the only unprotected part of his body?
They hadn't invented dudes yet.
That's right. He didn't have any any dudes
on that
he
protects.
Didn't have high tops.
Yeah,
that's right.
He didn't have the PF flyers. Had he had the PF flyers, he could have jumped higher and ran faster than anybody else, based only on wearing those.
Just wearing slides, leaving those heels out there.
That's right. You know, those slippers you're wearing.
Something to do with the River Styx.
Oh, yeah.
Dunked him in it.
Yeah, you are much closer than I thought you were going to be by the time you were answering this question. Give me a tiny bit more.
Yeah, I was just going to say because he wore sandals, you know. They hadn't invented shoes with backs on them yet.
So go ahead and submit your best answer. You're very close.
That part of the body didn't touch the water?
That's exactly right. His mother held on to his heel to dip him into the River Styx. Back out again. His heel never got dipped. Therefore, it was his Achilles heel.
Why wouldn't she just put like
sometimes
I don't know.
Characters
how about his
mythology.
Hair?
Just couldn't, yeah, or
well,
like
I guess he doesn't have hair. Is he a baby? So never mind.
How about dip him in once, flip him over, dip him in again? I don't know.
Oh, a double dip.
I would double dip the baby. I personally would have double dipped Achilles.
But you know what? She's respectable of everybody else at the river.
Good
she
point.
Doesn't double dip.
Good point. That's a great point.
You don't want to pass
good
long
manners.
Terms.
He died from good manners.
Don't double dip at the river. All right, Ryan, we're on the sports side now. We got the Brady Bunch. We've got college football and Major League Baseball.
Let's go to the Brady Bunch.
All right, so I'm not going to ask that question. It's too difficult.
Made you work for Achilles already.
So. Yes. All right, so Tyreek Hill has the most touchdowns scored for the Chiefs when playing against Brady, as we just established. Two players are tied for the second most with four each. Now, I just told you that Travis Kelce only had one, which was an odd discovery. Four touchdowns, and I'm not talking about receptions.
Right,
it's
right,
just
right.
Overall touchdowns scored against the opposing team when Brady is in that. So games against Tom Brady. Two different players have four touchdowns each. Name either of the two players that have four touchdowns each. Doesn't have
from
to be
the,
from the Chiefs in games that they
Chiefs.
Played against. Yep, in games that they played against Tom Brady.
Oh gosh. Sammy Watkins.
I will tell you, there's a mixture of receiving and rushing in these four. And it doesn't have to just be Mahomes. This is games any against Brady, which goes back to 2001, 2, 3. Any games against Tom Brady, what Chiefs player has the most touchdowns scored? After Tyreek Hill.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
The clock is rolling.
I
called?
Priest is incorrect. Ryan, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810.
Sports Tide was his Achilles heel. I think I said three of those four words wrong.
But you know what?
Got the point.
We knew where you were going.
Got it across. Sounds like speaking was my Achilles heel.
Let's go with George next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. George, Sports or Leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Well, first of all, great good afternoon, gentlemen. Hello, yes. Mr. Briscoe specifically.
Hello, George. Oh. George is a long timer.
Okay, well.
He'll learn to love you too, Jason.
One day. It does take a lot to learn to love me. So I'm still waiting for my wife to get there.
The problem is most of your stuff is through online or Twitter, and I don't have access while I work.
Well, it's so a good
can't
point.
Can't do it. Yeah, listen, but it can't point. Call.
Or yes.
Type. But anyway, win or lose, by the way, I have a question for you, if I may, at the end.
Absolutely, yes.
And by the way, you missed out on the Moss Medusa catchphrase.
Yeah. What would it be?
You got stoned.
That's pretty good.
Getting stoned with Randy Moss and Medusa is the title of the podcast.
They both
thank you, George.
Had issues right. with getting
well,
stoned.
Well, hey, the NFL doesn't anymore, so too bad.
That's a good point, yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you for doing part of my job for me today, George. Really appreciate that. You have a knack for it.
I hate my job, and I'm going to probably lose on the sports side, but I'm going to take the leisure side because that's the easy one with the marble question.
Ooh, right.
Oh,
there.
Okay, yep. The one that's out already. Peter Quill's ship.
Sure. Because again, she is the boss, Miss Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. See, he went
right.
Kapowski, but it wasn't far off from where the childhood crushes were from that time. But yeah, Alyssa Milano. Yeah. All right, on to the sports side. What category you think? We got the Brady Bunch. We've got college football. We got Major League Baseball.
I'm gonna die and go with. I was hoping for the pun game.
Can have both.
I mean, technically, it's a sports question if it's Brady involved. But, yeah. All right. Throw me into the river with the college football.
College football, okay. So,
I mean, the absolute easiest thing you can think of.
Yes.
What team is burnt orange from the largest state in the contiguous United States?
This Alabama head coach,
Oklahoma State quarterback Spencer Sanders, became the second player in Big 12 history with at least 300 yards passing. Three passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns in a single half. Who was the other?
He was a Alabama head coach, too?
No, that was me being a jerk.
He's being a jerk.
I was just stalling.
Oh. Yeah, he was just joking about when you said give me an easy one.
I could buy it, but go ahead.
Yeah, but it's not that. But this is Spencer Sanders with those crazy numbers in one half of football, 300 yards passing, three touchdowns, and two rushing touchdowns in a single half, who was the only other player in Big 12 history to accomplish that feat.
Big 12. Was it also Oklahoma?
It was not Oklahoma, nor was it Oklahoma State. But it is one of the newer teams in the Big 12 if not, it would have been Big 8.
Okay. Yeah,
well, it could have been. I mean, it would have said Big 12,
no,
right? Big 12
I'm,
history, but
I'm,
but that is
I'm
a,
old, but I'm not that.
But that
thorough.
But
I'm
that gonna, is a little bit of a hint because even though I was wrong on that, I still just gave it away that it was probably one of the new four teams that joined the Big 12.
True, and Utah probably or
nope. So one of the teams that joined the Big 8 to become the Big 12.
Go ahead and dig me and give it to the next. but I will ask my question now.
Yeah, this, please go ahead.
And you can use this for your Stump the Chumps later in the week.
I will pass it along to them.
Okay, so the 2020 World Series playoffs, the four teams, they were the Atlanta Braves, Tampa Bay Rays, Houston Astros, and L.A. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the one significant common factor since the Civil War that they all have in common?
All baseball teams.
That's a good point.
All made the conference finals in the league finals in the in 2020.
They all moved in location from their previous city.
This is true too, but that
I had no idea. That was just my guess.
The Civil War is the point that I want to make point of.
Yeah,
and that's why I added it in there.
I don't know.
In the history of baseball, that's the first time ever that all four teams were below the Mason-Dixon line.
How about that?
Mason-Dixon
was a hell of a player in the 50s, too. So
yeah, it had that Big 12 passing record that Georgia
knew
about.
Southern, they're all Southern cities.
Yeah.
Now, granted, L.A. was technically part of the Union in the Civil War, but
the line stands.
Yes, it
the
does. It does. Stands. George, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, sir. 913-3810-810. The problem with the Royals is they have too many guys under the Mendoza line.
Hey-o.
That's an issue. So I think we're done. Are we done? Okay, we got to go. We're done.
Done.
Because we're late for a break, and Beard says we're going to have a very quick segment left. So we will give out the questions or the answers to the questions we did not get answers to on the other side of the break when we wrap things up. More Zone coming up next. All right, answers to questions that we did not get. Oklahoma State quarterback Spencer Sanders, second player in Big 12 history with at least 300 yards passing, three passing touchdowns, and two rushing touchdowns in a single half. Who was the only other player to do that? That would be Patrick Mahomes in 2016.
That makes sense.
Versus Stephen F. Austin. And Stephen F. Austin was really annoyed as being the guy out there trying to stop. No wonder he did that.
Difficult job.
Tyreek Hill, the most touchdowns scored for the Chiefs when playing against Tom Brady. Two players tied with the second most with four touchdowns each.
Kareem Hunt.
And Damian Williams.
There we go. Two running backs.
Those
okay.
are the two, Kareem Hunt and Damian Williams. Any questions you did not get answers
to? Nope. The Milano is the last one out there.
All right. That'll do it here for The Zone and Sports or Leisure and winning Johnny Stabber.
Getting stoned with Medusa. What a show.
Great. This continues to be the Achilles heel of the station. Petro next.